Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Seven past the hour now on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with my co-stars, co-hosts. They're here. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. And we're into the look ahead. Already people are getting off of the beginning of the year. There's always these resolutions. Okay, resolve to do this, to do that. And they're already being broken. Broken dreams of what the new year is going to be about. I would say don't give up. This is a good year not to give up early. I don't have that sense that this is going to be a good year, even though it's starting a little iffy, a little scratchy. But maybe if you stick with it, you can think. I mean, look at all the things that are going on, actually. This month, January, is Be Kind to Food Servers Month. Anybody in your close circle of friends have a food server? What would a food server be? A waiter, waitress, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, wait. Do they not call them that anymore? They call them wait persons?
No, servers.
Is that right?
Servers.
Servers. Okay. How did that, by the way, the 2020 tipping, did that went till the end of the year, right? Did that do well? I saw that there were a few
stories pop up around the
celebrities.
Country. Some people did $20.20, which is much more attainable for most people.
Right.
And then some celebrities did the $2,000 $20 tip.
Also, January is Clap for Health Month, Get a Life Month, Organize Your Life Month, International Teaser Month, Divorce Awareness Month. Who thought all of these things would be...
And who's not aware of divorce?
I know, yeah, right.
70% of our population gets divorced, so like...
Is it that high? Is the number 60s, that high now?
It's high 60s, I think, yeah.
Is it really? Wow, talk about broken dreams, unga bunga. So... All right, not to put a fine point. Jay, how long have you been married?
Coming up on 10 years this year.
10 years. All right. Victoria,
cool.
You were married, what, 4 years
three.
Now? I'm trying to remember the
we're
wedding.
We're 3.5. Yeah,
I
next June it'll be
to.
Four.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the wedding.
And next year it'll be, next summer it'll be 4 years.
Okay, so everything's fine and rosy. I think sometimes, do you think people wait to have babies until things are A-okay, or do you think they have them to make things A-okay? I guess it depends on the circle you travel in. Both of those things, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, there are plenty of people who have problems and then think a kid is going to solve it, and that makes things worse, but...
No, right. Kids should be more to fight about.
Right.
More to fight. Oh, there you go. Well, okay, if that's where you come from, under the circumstances. The California hospital that's been busted for giving vaccines to relatives. We were just talking about an Uber driver. Wasn't it an Uber driver, a Lyft driver, who was carrying somebody around? I think I heard part of the strain of that conversation. The driver already had gotten shots. Everybody was pretty surprised about that. So how are these vaccines, and are they real vaccines, would be my question, Jennifer, under the circumstances. Are they really vaccines, or are they just salt water? That could be another part of the bluff.
Yeah, I guess we don't really know that. But, yeah, I mean, I think they're real vaccines. I think that's probably why it's become a story. I think if they were injecting salt water into each other, that would be a whole different headline probably, right?
I guess, yeah. I'm just looking at these. The hospital had planned on vaccinating all their employees, but a large number of their staff declined. They were sitting on a lot of thawed vaccines. Oh, this is... Didn't we start this yesterday with somebody that stole some of the vaccines and they thawed out so they're no good?
That was in Wisconsin. This is in California. Yeah. This is the second hospital in Southern California that has sort of not done the protocol of the in the proper order of who was supposed to receive the vaccine. So they friends and family, some idiot who works for Disney went on Facebook and bragged about getting the vaccine because... She has an in-law who's a big deal at Redlands Community Hospital. So, I mean, you're going to start to see people. There's another story in the New York Post today about there's two brothers who are two old geezers who are, real estate developers in New York. They flew all of their rich friends on their jets down to Palm Beach, and they all got vaccinated down in Florida, which you're not supposed to do.
Where did they get the vaccine?
But they had it arranged. Well, in Florida, you know, it's a free-for-all, and it depends on which county you're in. Florida is, we have friends who live down in Florida, and it is a mess to try to get the vaccine. So it's just, you know, if you have connections, this is what's going to happen. With a shortage of anything, people who were connected in the grocery store world had toilet paper, you know, and Clorox wipes. And so now if you have money and you have a connection to hospitals, or maybe you're a big donor at a hospital, these are the stories we're going to start to see now. And they're going to be jumping the line. And that's exactly what these couple planes filled with people who left Manhattan and flew down to Palm Beach and got vaccinated. It's terrible, but, you know, that's what's going to happen.
Maybe that's where I'll go this weekend.
Hop on your private jet and go to Palm Beach.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know what the thing is for a lot of Californians? It's to go to Mexico to get dental work or to get plastic surgery. Now, I don't recommend that because you can get great stuff done in Mexico, or you could also, like, lose your
get
nose.
Get sick.
So, right. Yeah, I mean, there's, like, a lot of in-between. But I wonder when Mexico gets the vaccine, if that's going to become, like, the black market for people on the West Coast
question.
To hop down.
You don't think the drug lords are already all over this? They're trying to get themselves vaccinated.
I think it
would
be very difficult for drug lords to move the vaccine around, mostly because it has to be kept under really tight situation, like in a really tight condition.
Moderna does.
It's subarctic, yeah. Well, yeah, Moderna I don't think has rolled out.
Yeah.
I don't think Moderna has rolled out in the same numbers that Pfizer has yet. So I think Jen's right, and I think there are already warnings that I've seen all over social media, people having, you know, scam stories and older people getting phone calls and saying, hey, you know, you qualify to jump the line, and you're paying, then they're offering to, they're paying a lot of money. It's just, it's turning into a scam. It's terrible. And people are scared and elderly, and if they're homebound, they don't have a choice, and they're paying money to these scam artists. It's like robocalls.
You know, speaking of California, I don't know how many we're talking about people leaving California and going into other states. One of the problems there, apparently, is that it has the fewest homes per person of any state except Utah, and the highest, or certainly a higher than average family size. California has become dead last in our country for the ratio of homes to households, even with a million people leaving the state this year. How is that? How does that mean that the people are all living on the street? I saw that. I'm thinking to myself, okay, if there aren't enough homes to go around, is that why there's so much homeless action in California? Does one equal the other, Jennifer?
No, I think oftentimes there's not a lot of connection between the actual shelter and the amount of people on the street. I think for people who legitimately find themselves in trouble in California, there are a lot of programs. I'm not saying this is everybody, because we know we always get hit when we talk about a broad stroke, but I think mostly there are a lot of programs through churches, private organizations, and even through the government that try to help people who are down on their luck financially. I think what our homeless problem is really blowing up for is that there's a lot of undiagnosed mental illness. There's a lot of drug addiction, and many times both of the same thing, because people who are feeling mentally ill will use something to try to medicate themselves. And the people who are out on the streets, because the weather is mostly nice here in California, and I know this sounds weird to say, but many of them choose to be there, and we know that because they're offered certain programs, and then they leave those programs shortly after. Even during COVID, remember, there was like a full test of this, where hotel rooms were being turned over to people who were deemed to be homeless, and they just take the hotel room, we want you off the street because of COVID. A lot of those people would just leave that shelter situation and go back to the street. So
listen to this.
Really complicated.
Listen to this. The average price for a home in California is $554,886.
Yeah, and good luck finding the average home in Southern California.
And the average home price in Texas is $207,301. And listen to this. The median one-bedroom rent in Texas is $858, compared with $1,453 in California. It's the highest rent in any state in the country. That's not a surprise. But the imbalance between people who are making, you know, the minimum wage, if you will, or $15 an hour, whatever it is, where does somebody working at Walmart or some of these other places, the restaurants, for $15 an hour, how do you even get into a house for $858?
Right.
All right, in a moment, we discuss disinfecting surfaces in your home, what works and what doesn't, here on the DJV Show.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Veterans face treacherous situations filled with peril while serving our country. Many veterans come home physically injured, suffering from PTSD, have traumatic brain injuries, or other ailments. At an unprecedented time in history, our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals and their homes. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Over the past year, Help Heal Veterans has sent nearly 500,000 therapy kits to isolated veterans and active military. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates, manufactures, and distributes therapeutic art and crafts projects for our veterans and military, making things better together. Join us in supporting an isolated or sick veteran and help them through this desperate time. To learn more, visit healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization that has been helping veterans for 50 years. healvets.org.
Whether you're a pro on the job site or managing properties, clean and safe is your number one priority. And Lowe's has the pro-grade cleaning supplies you need. We go beyond the basics, bringing you commercial cleaning from top brands like Clorox, Zep, and Rubbermaid. And in larger sizes, so you can take on any cleaning job, knowing you have the quantity you need. Shop LowesForPros.com and have your items delivered or pick up in store. Lowe's, the new home for pros. U.S. only.
This is a national healthcare alert from the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one has diabetes, listen closely. Now, regardless of your age, if you have insurance, you may qualify to receive diabetic testing supplies with little to no out-of-pocket cost. Get free delivery, free information, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers for free. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline now for details. Toll free at this number. But wait, there's more. If you call right now, you could get a meter upgrade. In addition, we'll give you a free pair of diabetic socks as our special gift to you. Regardless of your age, if you suffer with diabetes and have insurance, you may qualify to get free delivery of your supplies.
800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
DJV time is 19 after the hour. Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug here. If you remember early on how we were talking about how we better wash everything, disinfect all of the surfaces, the counters, the bathroom, everything. And now there have been people that have sort of dug into this, and apparently disinfecting surfaces doesn't prevent COVID at all. So why would we be doing, why would we make such a big deal out of it?
Well, whether people didn't know. In the very beginning, you know, no one knew anything about this virus. We've learned so much in 10 months. So people didn't, you know, people didn't know. Everybody's wiping everything down and going nuts. So.
But I wonder why it doesn't. Yeah,
because it's airborne. We now know it's aerosolized. So unless you're breathing it in, a friend of ours who's a virologist, he said even if you, like, lick a surface that the virus was on, you still can't get it because the stomach acids in your system are going to kill it anyway. You have to breathe it in.
So it's all more reason.
You want to get it off your hands, though, because you can touch your nose and your eyes and all of that stuff.
Wear a mask, watch your distance, and wash your hands. The three W's. Yeah, yeah. Don't forget our DJV download every day. We have a different piece of the program that you can listen to. We introduced Jay Kirshner to everybody on the podcast today. And also Betty White's 99th birthday, we celebrate that. The most recent DJV download is at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. 21 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Three half the hour now on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Doug Steffen. Good Doug. Well, I do. You can follow me at Doug Steffen, but I'm not sure I'll follow you. Excuse me. That sounds a little fresh. At DJV show is probably the way to best connect. All right. So let's see trending here. I see Chipotle has added cauliflower rice to their menus. Is that a big deal? People like, I actually have only eaten, Bob and I went to Chipotle's once. That's the only time I ever ate in there. It was a pretty good meal. How many people go to Chipotle? Is that a restaurant chain that's going to survive through all of this? And
it
is that
has so far, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're very popular. They're not bad. When I used to work in an office, I used to go to Chipotle for lunch a lot. But right. But cauliflower rice is so big, it's everywhere now. And apparently the company said that they've launched this cauliflower lime, it has cilantro in it. And they said that one out of every three requests for new menu items has been cauliflower rice. So really? That's why they added it. Well, if you think about it, a lot of people get, like, the fajita bowl. And so they, instead of having wrapped up in tortillas, you just get everything that's in a bowl. But usually it's on top of rice and beans. So if people want to cut the carbs, then they just do the cauliflower rice instead.
Hmm. All right. That's, I guess if you, Jay, do you go eat at Chipotle? Or Jennifer, do you ever stop at Chipotle? You get lunch?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. It's delicious, yeah. And you can make healthy choices there, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like my carbs. I'll stick with the rice. But, I mean, the cauliflower rice really is all the rage, especially with, like, keto and Whole30, all of those diets.
Mm-hmm.
Newsflash, I had a baked potato last night. What?
Uh-oh. You could do half and half, probably, right?
So, eating this stuff, what does this stuff do to a diet? If you're eating, well, you just said you love your carbs. So, can you actually really be on a diet and the diet work if you're on carbs, really and truly?
If you do Weight Watchers
portion control.
I mean, I have a lot
Weight
of
Watchers doesn't limit carbs at all.
Right.
But portion control leaves you hungry, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't. Our portions are so out of whack in this country that, like, I mean, when the rest of the world, when they look at American-sized portions on people's plates or in restaurants, you should just immediately wrap half of your dinner when you go to a restaurant. It's just, you know, that's just, we're so used to it now, we don't even realize. We don't eat, we eat with our eyes and not with our actual
stomach
anymore.
Do you think about, when you eat, do you think about when you're full, do you think, okay, I'm full, and I'm going to stop eating? No, I'm asking about you.
No,
you, Victoria,
that's the
you,
answer
Jennifer,
is no.
You don't.
I need to, but the problem is you're always distracted. You're either watching TV while you're eating or,
talking,
you're talking or you're on your phone or you're working and eating at the same time or you're standing in the kitchen. That's a huge problem, and I think that's one of the reasons why a lot of people have gained weight during quarantine. You know, at least when we went out to, when Lewis and I used to go to restaurants all the time, we would sit and look at each other and talk, and we would, you know, eat smaller portions because you're more mindful.
Mm-hmm. I'm just looking at an idea, an overview of some of the diets that are around, because this time
of
year...
She's seen the size of the birthday cake I ate last night.
Really? Happy birthday, by the way. Happy birthday. So, but that you can you shake that off consciously, or do you need to go on a diet and get on an exercise program and use Calitrin in order for you, Victoria, to lose weight?
That's a good question. I'll get back to you in 6 months after I've been on Calitrin for a while.
Yeah. It's just interesting when people force themselves to eat less. In my circle, anyway, I always hear from people, I'm hungry. I want more. Because your stomach expands, so you've got a bigger hole to fill the more you put into it. I wonder if you think about it that way. A lot of these people, remember the whole the big to-do that was when Al Roker got his stomach stapled or something? Remember that? You know, you get it. It's if your stomach's smaller, doesn't that automatically lead to you having, you know, your less to work with, so you're not going to put on as much weight. Mm-hmm. So maybe the diet is just eat less and exercise more. How about that?
Well, if it was that simple.
I know, don't you wish? I mean, it sounds great. Yeah.
I like to get to the simple side of things. 28 past the hour on the DJV Show.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, one of the most common questions I get asked is, Warren, how do I keep my cat off the counter or scratching things around the house? So I've come up with a lot of different methods. Everyone works differently, just like every cat is different. Very often what I recommend is you take some double stick tape. You put the double stick tape on your countertop. You blow up a couple of balloons, put the balloons on the double stick tape. This way, when the cat goes to jump on the countertop, guess what's going to happen? Chances are the balloon's going to break, and he'll get startled, and he won't do it again. But if that doesn't work, even walking on the double stick tape, it's like kitty flypaper. He's not thrilled about that. Some of the other things you may want to try as well is aluminum foil. Very often cats don't like the feel of walking on aluminum foil, so it may be a good idea to take some aluminum foil, crunch it up, and put it in the areas where your cat doesn't want to go. Following these methods can make a difference, but the most important thing you do to prevent your cat from jumping up on things is give him plenty of opportunities and plenty of places of his own to jump on. It'll make all the difference in the world. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Are your kids bored? COVID-19 has many families spending more time at home. And if you've got kids that have watched every episode of a TV show or movie on Netflix, maybe it's time you got them making their own movies. Joe Frankel is a filmmaker and creator of IC Movieology.
It's a fully virtual e-learning program that teaches kids and teens age 9 to 17 how to make movies on their phone or tablet. So the course runs completely over Zoom. All the lessons are live, and I meet with small groups of kids once a week at different time slots to watch classic film clips. Everything from The Wizard of Oz and Despicable Me to Mission Impossible and Black Panther and everything in between.
Love it.
And we discuss storytelling and filmmaking techniques.
More info is at imaginarycourtyard.com. That's imaginarycourtyard.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
All eyes are on Georgia's Senate runoffs. With 99% of the precincts reporting, Democrat Raphael Warnock has been projected the winner in one of Georgia's two Senate runoff elections, defeating incumbent Senator Kelly Loeffler. If the numbers hold up, Warnock will become the first Black American elected to represent Georgia in the Senate. In the other race, Democratic candidate John Ossoff is leading GOP Senator Perdue by a very thin margin and too close to call. The results should be completed by this afternoon. In the final step in certifying the next president of the United States, the Electoral College vote count in Congress today is expected to be much longer and more contentious of an event. Under federal law, January 6 is the date. Electoral College votes determining the next president are counted in a joint session of Congress beginning at 1 p.m. Eastern. The process is presided over by President of the Senate. In this case, it's Vice President Mike Pence. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
An illegal immigrant that is accused of killing four people in a 2019 Northern Nevada crime spree has an update. USA Radio News' Wyatt Cox reports.
A 21-year-old Salvadoran believed to be an illegal immigrant who faces the possibility of the death penalty if convicted of killing four Northern Nevadans during a two-week crime rampage in January of 2019 is now scheduled to go on trial in September. However, Wilbert Ernesto Martinez Guzman's latest appeal is still pending before the Nevada State Supreme Court, and the district judge in Reno says everything could change if they file a formal motion seeking to prove he lacks the intellectual capability to be executed legally in Nevada. Washoe County Judge Connie Steinheimer said Monday she has the scheduled trial to begin September 20th and last up to 8 weeks. I'm Wyatt Cox.
Three close family members of Sharon and Gerald David were invited to Washington, D.C. to attend the 2019 State of the Union Address. 25 finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame Class of 2021 has been revealed. Of the finalists, former defensive back Charles Woodson is on the short list.
For the guys that are at this point, man, you really had to, you know, make an impact on the game. And I'm proud of that, you know. So I'm excited, you know, to be in this moment. And, you know, I'm just going to enjoy it.
Woodson played for the Packers and Raiders in his pro career. Between 4 and 8 new members will be selected. The Class of 2021 in the National Football League will be revealed Saturday, February 6th. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It is a fabulous connection that we have together, all of us. DJV Show, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jake Kirshner is here taking care of our social media needs, which seem to be large, if you will. The people in the news department focusing on the Pope first, Victoria. What's happening? The Pope has come out with a pronouncement. I don't know, this is one of the Sunday Mass things at the end of the Mass. And remember, don't do this. Is that
yeah,
what
during his Sunday address, he said he's saddened by people who are traveling amid the pandemic. He said it pained him a lot to see travelers who aren't thinking about those who are suffering, and he basically wants people to stop traveling for fun unless it's absolutely necessary. And he just said, you know, while the world is waiting for everyone to get the vaccine, people are just living their lives like there's no pandemic, and he's trying to encourage his followers to just, you know, it's not about you. It's about protecting other people. So that's kind of his message. He delivered his Sunday morning address from inside the Vatican rather than the usual window that he overlooks because he's trying to prevent crowds from gathering. So he's doing everything virtually because obviously everyone would like to get a peek at the Pope.
A peek at the Pope.
Yeah, so he's trying to, discourage crowds.
Nourishing your mind for the new year. That's what the Pope is all about. Nourishing your body is also important. Speaking of bodies, Larry King, is he, what kind of shape is he in? today? Anybody following?
Well, at 87, he's not in great shape, but he has miraculously moved out of the ICU now. He has COVID, and so now he's been just, he's moved to a regular hospital bed, which is, I mean, I'm just amazed.
And he's dealing with lung cancer. Yeah. Right now, which
he keeps bouncing back. I mean, good for him.
Smoking like he did for a fiend, like a fiend for all those years. Good God.
He's had a heart attack. He's had a stroke. He's had prostate cancer. He's had lung cancer and diabetes and COVID. And now COVID on top
takes
of all
takes the beating and keeps on ticking.
Okay, all right, the passing of Sandra Scully, wife of Vin Scully. What's California saying about that, Jennifer?
Oh, it's a big story. Vin Scully is so loved around here. And obviously by association, his wife, Sandra, had been dealing with ALS. Apparently, and according to the people that are around them, they said she had a heroic effort. She fought the fight. Doctors, nurses at UCLA Medical Center also tried to save her, but she passed away on Monday at the age of 76. Relatively young, but ALS is such a really, I mean, it's such a terrible disease. And in September, Vin Scully had auctioned off years of his personal memorabilia. I think we even talked about it here on the show. He raised $2 million doing that, and then they donated a portion of that money to UCLA for ALS research. Vin Scully said that she's really inspirational. Her faith is extremely important, and I think that's a major reason she's held up when they made that donation. She said that he found it ironic that his wife had the same condition as Lou Gehrig, who was the New York Yankees great, of course, who was forced to retire because of the disease. Now, her name is Sandra Hunt. She's a friend of my, well, her brother is one of my dad's closest friends. And so we got the call yesterday from her brother that she was in a bad way. And she married Vin back in 1973. They had one daughter together, Catherine. She had two children of her own from a previous marriage, and he had three children from his first wife, and his wife had died from an accidental overdose back in 1972, but he had been with Sandy ever since. And the reason many people don't realize, Vin is an older gentleman, but he still sounded so great behind the mic doing Dodger games. But the reason that he actually quit doing play-by-play for the Dodgers is so that he could spend more time because his wife's disease was advancing and he wanted to be home more. So I don't know if a lot of people realize that, but you know, people think he just retired because it was time. But
I thought people said he was fired and that they just pushed him out because he was too old.
They would never get away with that. It burned down the stadium.
He is so beloved. He's probably the most beloved figure in Southern California, for sure.
Yeah, with good reason. Speaking of beloved figures, Meghan McCain has returned to The View and brought her baby with her. She had a child in September, right? And so she described it as a bubble of love. I don't think she's described the show that way. As a matter of fact, I'm kind of surprised she went back, given the nastiness that does or had been prevailing. Is it calming down? I mean, I don't know that the show is relevant anymore anyway. But
well, actually, I was just reading something that the ratings for The View, for whatever reason, are way up. And that the executives who have the talk are really panicking because those ratings are way down. But
people are home, too, so they can watch it.
Yeah, right.
Most of us don't work when it's on.
I saw a clip yesterday of The View that was circulating around social media because they were talking about Alec Baldwin's wife pretending to be from Spain. And so they all had a different take on
it.
And I mean, right? The more that I dive into this story, the crazier
Victoria loves
it gets.
This story. She loves
I am obsessed with Hilaria Baldwin's fake identity.
I do, too. She said,
it's
how do you
crazy.
Say cucumber when she was on the Today Show? Are you kidding
exactly.
me? You're from Boston.
You're from Boston. You're a white girl from Boston. Like, it's just enough. Then I saw another video clip that she was a guest on a podcast.
Too. It's just gross.
It is. And a podcast episode popped up, and someone said, the two women interviewing her said something about her culture or whatever. And she said, oh, no, I moved here when I was 19 to go to NYU. She was totally implied that she had never even lived in this country until she was 19. I mean, it's just, it's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. And, like, diving into what they did at her wedding, and everything was in Spanish, and instead of saying,
I
do, they said, see. I mean, it's crazy.
I know. I have a theory that Alec got taken, because Victoria turned me onto this gossip site, Dumois, on Instagram. And one of the stories is that he was in love with Selma Hayek when he was doing 30 Rock, and she knew that. at this restaurant, she knew that he had tried and struck out with Salma Hayek. So then she puts on this whole Spanish thing to try to bag her a Hollywood star. That's my theory. Whether that happened or not, I think,
I think that's 100% what happened.
Well into their marriage that she was putting on.
I mean, he met her parents. They're like white people from Boston.
Yeah,
like,
go pack your cab.
Right. Right. So
we're from Southside, Spain.
Right. Exactly. I mean, I think he has like this fetish with her being Spanish. I think that he's. Yeah.
All right, Jane, you see what you've fallen in among as far as gossip is concerned. You certainly have never engaged in gossip in your life before being around Jennifer or Victoria, right? No gossip in your life?
The gossip is all where it's at.
Yeah, Jay's one of us, Doug. Sorry.
Yes. All right, so then what's going on, you gossip hounds, with Ronnie Dunn, this song Minimum Wage with Blake Shelton? There's a lot of hoopla about that. They sang it together on New Year's Eve, right? Called Minimum Wage?
No. Back up. Blake Shelton, this is his new song.
Back up, she says.
This is his new song that he performed on New Year's Eve with Carson Daly. And Ronnie Dunn is now...
Carson Daly sang this with him?
Oh, my God. No, come on. No. You know that. Ronnie Dunn is now defending Blake and the new song. So because a lot of people were like, how can he be, how can this billionaire guy or millionaire, whatever he is, flying around in his private jet with Gwen Stefani, how is he singing about minimum wage? And Ronnie Dunn said, hey, look, most country artists started in with minimum wage jobs. So, yeah, Ronnie Dunn's definitely been pretty vocal.
Ronnie says, I slept on a mattress on the floor in a musician friend's spare bedroom and played beer joints and dive bars for years before I ever made $100.
Blake was really bubbling. He's been in country music since the 90s. No one knew about him. I mean, for 10 years, the guy struggled. So and it's not like he came from rich beginnings. But I get where people say it sounds tone deaf when you're saying, I can love you like, whatever, like a millionaire on minimum wage. But at the same time, this is the tune of every country song. You have to know your audience. I mean, nobody understands Blake Shelton's lifestyle. So... I don't understand his lifestyle, and I make a decent living, but I don't understand the amount of money that he has. That's crazy. So he has to make songs that are relatable to people that are going to consume them. But
he also doesn't write his own stuff. So he just picks songs that are good songs, and
he's
written this isn't even his writing.
Yeah,
I mean, like, this is, I haven't checked this song out specifically, but for the most part, he does not write his songs. So, I don't know. I don't know why people are coming for Blake Shelton. It's weird. It's very weird. He's popular. I don't get it.
All right, here's something that is, this is what you take home. This kind of information you take home or take with you. There's a new study out suggesting that if you drink alcohol, and you're at any stage of lactation with a child or in pregnant condition, it really increases your risk of breast cancer. I was just thinking, I came across this, I was looking at the Meghan McCain thing.
Reason not to drink while you're pregnant?
Yeah, yes.
Like, we needed another reason?
Did we need one?
I know, right?
But a lot of people think, oh, no, just a glass of wine here or a glass of wine there. No, if just one glass daily puts you at 150% higher risk than women who don't drink for getting breast cancer.
Who drinks when they're pregnant?
Oh, my mother drank. Maybe are you talking about today or are you talking about then? Yeah, no.
I don't know people that. I mean, I had friends who actually would drink a glass of wine occasionally during their pregnancy, and even that sort of freaked me out. But they said that their doctor said it was okay. But I can't imagine doing it daily. I don't know.
Nope, not a good idea. All right, Jack Stockwell, who is one of our doctors here, the podcast that is now posted at GoodDayHealthShow.com focuses on anti-inflammatory supplements like chlorophyll complex and ashwagandha, if you've ever heard of that. This is something to look up. Do you girls know what ashwagandha is?
I take it every day. Yeah,
yeah, you do. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. How did you come to know about it, Victoria?
It's really great for your adrenal system, and so at one point I was just, my adrenals were really overstressed, and so I went to a Jack-like doctor, a similar, similar mindset, and so she put me on a whole bunch of supplements, and ashwagandha is usually one of the first ones that's at the top of that list. Rhodiola is another one. They all just give adrenal support, thyroid support, stuff like that.
Yeah. All right. Don't, by the way, the dried fruits that you see, there's a warning. Jack has a warning in the current podcast as well at gooddayhealthshow.com about dried fruits that are all sugared up. The way they preserve them is to fill them, is to make them, they're loaded with sugar. That's as bad as eating a candy bar. So somebody who tried to convince you, oh, there's that pineapple over there. That's good for you. No, it's not. Not at all. So check out. This is a very helpful. I'm very proud of these podcasts because they're so helpful, full of such great information. Check them out. Both Jack's and Ken's are two doctors on Good Day Health. The Good Day Health Show, that's where the podcast is, gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
What's in store this week at Staples?
A great start to the new year.
Give your business a head start on the year with everything you need to be organized and productive.
Like storage solutions, the latest tech, and office essentials like paper and ink, all at amazing prices.
And now at Staples, earn 40% back in rewards when you buy any 2 ink or toner cartridges. Shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Start the year right and save at Staples. Ends 1-9-21, limit 4, curbside available in most stores. Visit staples.com/40 and rewards for details.
Today, lighting is much more than just illumination. Your lighting and other electric devices can now do more and seamlessly revolve around your routines. Lisa McLear is with GE Lighting, a Savant company.
Our C by GE smart home portfolio includes smart bulbs. These bulbs can help you set schedules based on your own unique routines. For instance, say you never want to come home to a dark house. Simply set the bulbs to turn on at dusk. Or you can set the bulbs to turn off after you leave the house, so you can save money on your electric bill. C by GE also features smart switches, which can control both ordinary and smart bulbs. Our smart switches are controlled through our app or your voice or touch. Also, our smart plug makes lamps and other electric devices smart, giving you more control and convenience.
McLear adds that many smart bulbs feature the Energy Star label. Visit your nearest Walmart or Walmart.com for C by GE's full line of smart lighting products. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Uri Geller is with me now. I'm Doug Steffen. You know, the first place I wanted to go is I wish you a happy new year, you and your family, people that I love, people that you love, having the experience of a lifetime, i.e., that is, we have the experience of a new slate in front of us. Somebody that I was just talking to was talking about the fact that we have, it was interesting, Uri, actually, he put it this way. When you have fingernails that are growing, they're part of your body. When you cut them, you cut your fingernails, they're no longer a part of your body. Yesterday was a part of your life. It isn't anymore. Today is your life. So I'm wondering how many people get that, and if that's not part of something that we should make a focus for people really in the new year to focus on where they are right now. Yes?
Let me just correct you, because when you talk about cutting your nails and they're no longer yours and no longer your body, you're very wrong, because your nails possess your DNA. Who knows what will develop out of that DNA in 100 years' time, 200 years' time? So it's very interesting. Hair is also DNA. When I will frame John Lennon's hair, I once joked about the fact that I might clone him. And I got a lot of negative responses about that statement. But in the future, Doug, people will be cloned.
You know, I think that stuff's going on right now. There's a ship, a medical ship that floats around and never touches port because it's doing things that are illegal in most countries. But if you stay 200 miles off the coast of any country, you can do whatever you want because you're in the middle of no man's land. And supposedly on this ship, there are all kinds of experiments being done with stem cells and rebuilding life and test tube babies and all that stuff.
I won't mention his name. But I know a very, very famous Israeli celebrity who lives here in Israel, sometimes in Los Angeles, that he has actually signed an agreement with a company, I can't remember the name of the company, that will basically remove his head. yes,
yeah.
from his body, and they will freeze it.
Well, that's kind of what happened to Walt Disney's whole body was frozen, but it may have been at a time when they didn't capture the essence of it. But baseball player Ted Williams had his head removed from his body. His family put it in a cryogenic jar. Who knows what's going to happen with him down the road. But those two were done in a time when cryogenics was just getting started. Now it's probably much more perfected, right?
Yeah, this is astounding that he agrees that his head will be removed, but basically he wants to live again. Mm-hmm. So maybe 150 years from now, 200 years from now.
Or, do you want to live again? What about you? Uri Geller, you've got mind control, mind power. You've certainly written about it enough. You've experienced it in life. You've taught people how to use their minds. What would be wrong with you doing the same thing, preserving your brain? Or if we attach it to a different body, does that kind of change the dimension of who you are?
Well, who knows, Doug? You know, mm-hmm. we don't know what's going to happen when that head wakes up, whether even if that company will still exist. That's a very good question. Did you ever ask this question yourself? I think we are kind of lazy to Google the company, find the right people to talk to, and then mm-hmm. obviously it costs money. So yeah. I don't know how much he has to pay every month or every year to keep this going. But would you do this, Doug, yourself?
It's interesting you asked me that. Here we are in our, you and I think a lot, even though we're not physically with each other, we're sort of connected. The synchronicity of that conversation, I think since my birthday, I've had a few issues. I had a little bit of a TIA, or I may have, nobody seems to know. And I'm becoming much more conscious of my body now and my humanity. And so I think about what I will miss if I'm not here to watch my son and my daughter continue to produce and be great citizens of the world, and my grandson and stuff like that. So have I thought about it? Yeah. I haven't looked into it that thoroughly because I don't think I'm that close to hitting the road. But, you know, at some point in time, I think it would be good. Maybe you and I should maybe we should look into it together and see what it costs. You know, maybe there's a deal here. Maybe we can do two for the price of one.
Okay, that's a deal. We'll do it for the whole family here. So.
Yeah, right. More food for thought as usual. Uri Geller, whose website is URIGELLER, urigeller.com. Check out his museum that he's building in his hometown of Tel Aviv. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
To stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.